Democrats meltdown over Trump's criticism of Cummings, disgusting and racist. By Simon Kent on July 28, 2019. Democrats flicked the switch to hyperbolic outrage Sunday as they struggled to outdo each other in condemning President Trump for calling Representative Elijah Cummings a brutal bully to Border Patrol officials and suggesting he should help fix the city of Baltimore. Trump added the congressman's district should be investigated for all of the federal money invested there despite its being a corrupt mess. First off was Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT on CNN's State of the Union, who said, "It's unbelievable that we have a president of the United States who attacks American cities, who attacks Americans, who attacks somebody who is a friend of mine. Elijah Cummings is one of the most decent and outstanding members of the House of Representatives. He fights every day to improve life in his community." Then came Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY. He called President Donald Trump's attacks on both Cummings and Baltimore disgusting and racist. Nadler told ABC's This Week, "Well, the president is as he usually is, often is disgusting and racist. They're designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct that came from the committee hearings this week. The fact is, the president accepted help from the Russians to attack our election. His campaign worked with the Russians, that's undisputed. And he works hard to cover up to cover those crimes and committed more crimes. He's trying to change the subject." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, also went to bat for Cummings, decrying the president as racist. At Rep. Cummings is a champion in the Congress and the country for civil rights and economic justice, a beloved leader in Baltimore, and deeply valued colleague, she tweeted. "We all reject racist attacks against him and support his steadfast leadership." At Rep. Cummings is a champion in the Congress and the country for civil rights and economic justice, a beloved leader in Baltimore, and deeply valued colleague. "We all reject racist attacks against him and support his steadfast leadership." # Elijah Cummings is a patriot. Nancy Pelosi, at Speaker Pelosi, July 27, 2019. Next up on the Twitter parade of hurt feelings was Joe Biden. At Rep. Cummings is one of the finest people I've ever served with. It is despicable for you to attack him and the people of Baltimore this way. Once again, you have proved yourself unfit to hold the office. A president is supposed to lift this nation up, not tear it down. Joe Biden, at Joe Biden, July 27, 2019. Cory Booker was also quick to add his take, revealing he felt pain, so much pain. "This is painful. Other generations had to answer. When the know-nothings, McCarthy, Wallace and so many others sought to demean, degrade, demagogue and divide. What did you do? We must now answer. Silence is toxic complicity." Cory Booker, at Cory Booker, July 27, 2019. Jay Inslee weighed in with his considered response. "I was proud to serve in the House with Rep. Cummings for many years. He is, above all, a man who serves his constituents and his country with honor and integrity. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is just a racist who lives in the White House." Jay Inslee, at Jay Inslee, July 27, 2019. Billionaire environmental activist and 2020 Democratic hopeful Tom Steyer was sad. "Mr. Trump always shows his true colors when he's nervous or feels attacked. It's not a coincidence that he continues to lash out at lawmakers of color." Tom Steyer, at Tom Steyer, July 27, 2019. Senator Chris Murphy wanted everyone to feel his pain, too. "I'm unfollowing the President of the United States today on Twitter, because his feed is the most hate-filled, racist, and demeaning of the 200-plus I follow, and it regularly ruins my day to read it. So I'm just going to stop. I can't believe I just typed that." Chris Murphy, at Chris Murphyked, July 28, 2019. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.